Good morning, all. I'd like to call together the House Bill 71 Free Conference Committee. Today is February 19th, and we're meeting in the House, I guess it's the Labor and Commerce and Hess Room here in Juneau. This is the Free Conference Committee on House Bill 71. I am Representative Mike Hawker chairing. I'm joined by Representative Kurt Olson. We constitute a quorum of the House members appointed to this committee. Chair Dunleavy, the House members are present and seated. Chair Dunleavy.
Mr. Chair, thank you. We have Senate members Wilkowski, Easel, and myself, Senator Dunleavy from the Senate, present.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy, and all members of the Senate, members of the House. What we're here to do today is to adopt a Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 71. We will report it back to our respective bodies then for an up or down floor vote. In that this is a conference committee, and especially in this is a free conference committee, this is not a committee where we conduct either public testimony or debate on the bill. Members of the previous conference committees that have been held on this bill were not able to agree on the amendments necessary to send House Bill 71 back to the floor for a vote. Therefore, pursuant to Uniform Rule 42, this free conference was appointed by the House on February 14, 2014, and by the Senate on February 18, 2014. A free conference committee, in accordance with our rules, may suggest any amendments that are clearly germane to the question. And then, subsequent to our approving a conference committee report, that conference committee report requires an affirmative vote by a majority of the membership of each House once we send it back on. What I would like, Chairman Dunleavy, is a motion that would place the proposed committee substitute before our committee, sir.
Chairman Hawker, I move that the Free Conference Committee adopt the proposed committee substitute 28-LS0288/T as our working document.
I will object for explanation on the bill before we accept it as our working document. My staff, Julie Lucky, is here to explain to us a little bit of background, but the substance of the bill that has been, and this is truly an accord that has been reached in order to resolve the question that was brought forward in House Bill 71 left over from last legislative session. So, Ms. Lucky, could you identify yourself for the record?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Julie Lucky, and I am staff to Representative Hawker and the Free Conference Committee on House Bill 71. As Representative Hawker noted, there have been two conference committees with limited powers previous to this committee. The second conference committee actually was able to reach an accord. However, they could not adopt the accord with their limited conference powers. And so, therefore, they sent it up to us to do the statutory changes that were necessary in free conference committee. A little bit of background, this bill is much longer than the bills that left both the House and Senate, and that's because in between last session and this session, the programs have lapsed. So therefore, the statutes that we're putting in today are new statutes that reenact those programs. So the Free Conference Committee substitute does the following. It reenacts the ARDA program with an effective date of July 1st, 2013, so that's retroactive, and a sunset date of July 1st, 2016, which matches both the House and Senate versions. It does require an annual report on the ARDA's projects and activities, which was also present in both the House and Senate versions. It includes transition language to allow the regulations for the previous ARDA program to remain in place while the department gets new regulations in place. Since this is actually a new section of statute with a new number, they felt this was necessary to ensure that the program had continuity, and that is new in the conference CS. It also reenacts the vessel-based limited entry fishery system for the Bering Sea hair crab fishery only, and that would be effective immediately upon passage of the bill with a sunset date of December 30th, 2018. This was also contained in the Senate version. It also requires a biennial report on the harvest and earnings of the Bering Sea hair crab fishery starting in 2015, which was present in the Senate version. What is not in this version that was in the Senate version is the extension of the vessel limited weather vane scallop fishery. That is, in a nutshell, what the bill does, even though it is long, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee may have.
Questions for Ms. Lucky at this time? Hearing see none, the question before the committee is adopting the proposed committee substitute 28-LS0288/T-TANGO as our working document. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, we have before us the committee substitute. My staff has explained the substitute. Are there any further questions of my aide by the committee? Hearing seen none, Co-Chair Dunleavy.
You have to remove your objection.
Oh, I think the record would show that I have removed my objection. Yes, thank you.
So, Chairman Hawker, I move that the Free Conference Committee for House Bill 71 recommended that the House and Senate adopt the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 7128-LS0288/T with attached fiscal notes and accompanying title change resolution SCR9.
The question before our Free Conference Committee is the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 71, version 28-LS0288/TANGO with the attached fiscal notes and the accompanying title change resolution, SCR9. Is there objection? Hearing seen none. Committee, I appreciate your work. I very much appreciate your attendance today. That concludes our business, and I very much look forward to seeing y'all on the floor with this one.